Start back again. You dumb and Aleph towards the bottom. Ahuza Osla Kamed Ram Gamliel Bar Rebbe. Omale Rebbe Baalti Velo Matsosi Dam. Came and he tied it that there was no dam. Omrelo Rebbe Besula Hayisi. So she said that's not true. I was a Besula. Omrelohem Havili also Suda. Bring me the sheet. Havilo Asuda Vishoro Bemai Vechibso. Matsolo of Kamatipe Domin. They washed it and they took off the shechva zera, and underneath they found blood. Amarlo lech zecheb mikcha. She told them, Matzah, what's it called? It's a good kedushin, and she's what's it called? Don't worry about it. Amarle huna marbere the rover mi parzik or ravashi. Anan nomi navid hachi. Can we also do that? That if there's no dam to wash off the sheet and to see that there's dam underneath. Amarle geyu chalonu kikibu shalohem. He said, no, we, what's it called, our geyut is like their kibbutz. The geyut in Bavel was similar to the kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, the waters were very nice, and they pure, and they cleaned the beged as much as what geyut does in Chutz Laretz. See Rashi? Gehut l'shikyar be'evin ha'shuchis. When you take a stone and you pound and like iron out the begodim. Kikibu shalohem shayu meimeim yofim l'chabes or shamonim yofim hoy lohem l'chabes. They used to have in Eretz Yisrael. They used to have either pure water or good detergent. By us, it's not good enough just to wash it. You have to also pound it put it through a lot of agitation to get the same results as they got over there. And therefore, just washing it off is not going to help. And the E. Amris never geyut, and you'll say that we should wash it and make gihut ma'avrele humrisa. By agitating it and pounding it with the stone, you're going to take away the dam, so it won't work. Our cleaning is not as good as theirs, and therefore you're not going to be able to take off the shechva zera and see the dam. You're going to get the dam off also. Rashi, ma'abrele lechumrasa shifshu sha'evin ma'avris hadam. You're going to have to clean it, one of shach. If you just clean it, the shechva zera won't come off. If you clean it well, meaning with the stones or whatever, you're going to take off the dam. So we can't do what they did over there to uncover the dam. Ahud the osel kamed ram gamliel berebi. Omer le rebi ba'alti velo matzasi dam. Another case, similar case. First time is there was no dam. Omer le rebi adayim besulani. He said, I'm still a basula. Now, I was a basula, but he didn't finish the beer. That I'm still a basula. Omer lohen, haviyel yushtei shvachos, achas basula v'achas bula. So bring me two basulos, two shvachos. One is a basula and one is a baula. So haviyel lo, these are shvachos who are not Jewish. They're shivcha kenayis, who's in between being a Jew and a goy. That doesn't have Kedusha Sisra. So he brought the two shvachos, Voshivan al pichavis, and he sat them on a barrel shel yayin of wine. Ba'ula recha nodeth. The ba'ula, you could smell the wine through her mouth because she was a ba'ula. There was nothing to obstruct the aroma of the wine going through her body. Ba'ula ein recha nodeth. By the ba'ula, it was something to obstruct the aroma from going through her body, and it wasn't recha nodeh. It's obviously not literal that went through her body mamish, because a lot of organs in the body that stop it anyway. But somehow they were able to detect the difference between a basula and a ba'ula through this aroma. Abzu hoshiva, so then he took this woman and put her also on the barrel. But lohoya recha nodeh, and they couldn't detect the aroma of the wine. Amar lo lech zechei b'mikcha. So Mar says, "V'nivdek mikar Rabbi Gavah." Why didn't he check first with her? He knew this idea that Besula is ain reicha nodeif and Beula is reicha nodeif. Why bother to get the two shvachos first? Why do you have to experiment first with the shvachos? Mara says, "Gimara havishmi alei maisalo havichazi." He never really put it to practice. He heard there was such an inyan, but he didn't, what's it called, he never experimented to prove that it works. The sover dilmalo kimle begavo de milsa, shop it. Maybe he heard about it, but he doesn't know how to do it properly. The lav orech aral is a zulig gnos Yisrael. If he's tam to use a woman, a bas Yisrael, as a guinea pig, he's not going to do that. So if there was a tachlis to do it and to prove that she's a basul, that's not a zilzul. But it's not going to work anyway. Stam to put her on the barrel and to mezalzel and her covered is not proper. So therefore, first he ascertained by checking it out with the shvachos who don't have kedushas Yisrael that it works. Once he knew it works, then it was kedai for her. It wasn't a zilzel anymore. It was kedai for her to be tested. Rashi, Evan, Kedamrin and Begitten. We find this chumrasa is a stone, just like by kidney stones. In her mouth you can smell the aroma of the wine. Because it goes into her body, there's nothing to obstruct the aroma. Gemara Havishmi, Avesha also came with Nosi Yavish Gilad Mesechus Yivamos. Right, learning Yivamos, that's how they tested the women in Yavish Gilad, who were the Besulos and who weren't. Right, by the Benos Midyan, to see who had B or not, the Aron showed them. They didn't need this test. Okay, let's go on. Hahu, the Osala Kamedram Gamliel Hazokit. Person came to Rav Gamliel Hazaken. Amar lo Rebbe ba'alti v'lo matzosi dam. Again, tainis dami. Amar lo Rebbe mishpachas durkati ani. She'ein lohem lo dam nida v'lo dam besulim. And I come from a family, durkati, that don't have dam besulim or dam nida. Bodak Rav Gamliel b'krovo seho umatzok edvarecho. He checked out her relatives and it was true, Taka, that there was a genetic problem with the family. They didn't have dam nida and they didn't have dam besulin. Omer lo lech zechei b'mekcha ashrecha shizachis lo mishpachas durkati. You're lucky you got a woman from mishpachas durkati. My durkati, why are they called durkati? Dor katua. Because they have too many kids. Because you don't have dam nida, you don't have children. So Omer Rebbe Chanina tanchumim shal hevel nichemo ram gamliel oso ha'ish. Right? Gave him tanchumim shal hevel. You're lucky that you got such a bakala who doesn't have dam nida and doesn't have dam besulin. The Tani Rebchia Keshem Shasa or Yofele Isha, just like yeast is good for the dough, Kach Domim Yofele Isha. So too, dam nida is good for it's a good sign by a woman. The Tani Mishum Reb Meir Kol Isha Shedame Amaruvin Bonem Amaruvin. Right, the dam nida shows that she is fertile. That what's it called? The dam comes from the breakdown of the fertile egg that isn't fertile. The egg that's not fertilized. If she doesn't have dam nida, then it's very difficult for her to get pregnant. So the more dam nida, the more chances of her getting pregnant. Bonem Rubin. Itma Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba Omer zechei b'mikcha. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba said Taki told him that goes be zolche b'mikcha. Right, and the mice, it is a good thing that your wife's from Durkati. Omar Leva, Reb Yossi Bar Oven, Omar Nischai B'micha. And Reb Yossi Bar Oven said that Reb Gamliel Hazaken told him, go and what's it called, and be Mischai B'micha. The mice, you're stuck with this woman. Right? One said, you're lucky that you have such a woman. The other said, you're stuck with her. Omar Leva, Bishlam Almad Yom Nischai B'hainu Rabbi Chanina. The one who said you're stuck with her is because a woman who doesn't have dam nida is not going to have children, not going to have that many children. Elamant yomer zechei mai zechus. So what zechus is there to have a wife who doesn't have a lot of dam nida? The vavasu they sofik nida. The maisha never come the day sofik nida because she's not going to be a nida.
Especially if you have dam nida and dam
besulim. Huh? No, Damnida says too. She didn't have, that family didn't have. Damar says Damnida and Damsuin, both. Ahuda Osla Kameh the Rebbe. Omer Le Rebbe Ba'alti Velo Matsosi Dam. Another case. Somebody came to Rebbe and he said, didn't find Dam. Omer Lo Rebbe Adayim Besula Hayisi. So she said, it's not true. What's it called? It was still a Besula. It wasn't a Ba'ula. And Shnei Batsoris having. The reason there wasn't any Dam is because we were emaciated. It was a year of famine. Raw Rebbe Shepneim Shchorim. So he saw that they taka were black from not eating. Shiva lehem vechnisum lemerchas. Took them to a bathhouse and washed them off. They had chilum and fed them. The ishkum and gave them the drink. Vechnisum lecheder, and then he put them together in a room. Uboal and he umotzadam, and then there was dam. The dam wasn't there because they were totally emaciated. Amar lo leh zechei b'mikcha. Kori Rebbe alehem. Sofad Orom al Atsum Yoveshoyokates as an Echa that they became so emaciated from hunger that their skin stuck to their bones. Okay, they became like wood, dried out like wood. Rashi. Katua she'ein lohem lo dam nida v'lo dam sulim. That's why they're called durkati, dur katua. Yothin le'isha, the mahir lo heroyim. The more dam nida she has, the faster, the easier it's for her to get pregnant. Nishchai b'mikcha, al korcha teka b'lchova, you're stuck with this woman. Habo alecho b'mikcha. Loshen ein chovin lo adam. Dover shu l'ra so kori chova. Something that's negative to a person's detriment is called a chova. Shipneim shchoros machmas ravan, because they were starving, so their faces were black from hunger. Sofad oram dunish pirish kamol dovak oram alatzman. Their skin stuck to their bones. Umenachem pirish shochar oram, that got black. Right, sofar is shochar, black, and according to dunish, the two grammarians, right, the rishonim. Tzofad means dovak. Okay. Okay, let's learn the Mishnah and then we'll continue on. Basula ksubasa masayim v'almona mona. Basula's ksuba is 200 zoos and almona is 100 zoos. Basula almona grusha v'chalutza min ha'erisin. If you have a woman who is a regular basula, but she had erisin, but she's an almona. Her husband died, and he never married, never finished off, never consummated the marriage. Same thing, he divorced her from erisin or chalitza. Never, what's it called, live with her, min her erisin, and she never lived with the first husband either. She was a chalutza min her erisin. The first husband only made erisin, died without children, and she fell to yibum, and he gave her chalitza. So this woman still a basula. Ksubas or Masai, they all have ksuba that's Masai. The Yeshvan Tainus Basulim, and if you find that she's not a Basuli, you have a Tainus Basulim, she should be a Basuli. Rashi. Basula Almona Grusha, Bain Basula, Shehi Almona, O Grusha, O Chalutza. A woman who's still a Basula, even though she may be an Almona, Grusha, or Chalutza, in her Erisin, because of an Isis, and she gets married again. So the second husband has to give her 200 zoos as a ksuba, and he has a tainus besuva. Ksubasim in Asheni, Masayim, Shari Becheskus besuva, he nisus lo. The Yeshlem tainus besuva, Mim lo motza, Habeis besuva. The second guy didn't find her to be a besuva of the kol ksubasa, the mekach tolsi lo. If he finds that she's not a besuva, when he married her, he married her under the pretense that she's a besuva. If it's not, it's a mekach tols, and she loses her ksuba. Okay. There's no raya one way or the other what we hold of Pesach Pasuach, if you lose a ksuba or not. This means that there's proof that she wasn't a basula, whatever the proof may be, that she loses her ksuba. Okay. Let's go. My almona, Omrav Chana Bagdesa, almona al shem mona. Almona is a contraction of al shem mona, because she gets a mona for her ksuba. That's what she's called, an almona. Almona from Erisin, what can you say about an almona from Erisin? She gets 200, right? Even though she's an almona. Aidig, the ha korile almana, hanami korile. No, once we call the maiden, most of the time an almana is not a basula, and she only gets 100. So since we call an almana, a widow, an almana, because most of the time her second marriage she gets 100, even though there are exceptions to the rules, that's also called an almana. Almana d'ksuva or aisa ma'ikla name, but the nice we said d'ksuva of an almana is only the rabbana. So you can say that that's why the Rabbanan called her an almana in the Mishnah, but why did the Torah call her an almana? There's no such thing as a ksubas mana from the Torah. Dasid and Rabbanan misakli mana. The Torah, what's it called, anticipated what the Chachamim were going to do and called her an almana based on the Takanas Chachamim that was going to be in the future. Or you can learn a little bit differently, right? Even though the Torah, the Rabban Shom can anticipate anything he wants, right? But it could be the pshat is that the Chachamim found a hint from Almana to make the ksuba of an Almana, Almana. So the Torah wrote it in a Chanami, what's it called, that the Rabbanan Lemaisa used that as a hint to make their Takana. Umi kosav krol asid, the Torah write things on the future that didn't exist at the time. In the chsi v'shem anorashli shichidekel who holeh kidmas Ashur, right? And the city of Ashur didn't exist yet. The Tanner of Yosef, Ashur zuslika umi havoi, right? Didn't exist in Bris HaOlam. There was no such city. Ela dasida, that in the future was going to be such a city. So the Torah wrote it then for what would be for the future. Hachanami dasida. The Omer of Chana Bagdasa mit motor. The word motor is a contraction of mashke, marve, umezabel, umaadein, umamshich. Right? So all of that is included in the acronym of motor. Rashi. Well, just to finish up this thing. Omar Rava bar Gishmel, the same of Yemar bar Shalmio, Mikro, where's a pasuk that says that rain does all these things? Tzlameho Rava nachas gedudeho brevivim temogagno tzimcha. All these things rain does, Rashi. Bagdasar, Dmin Bagdad. Al Shem Mona, Shem Nises. Rashi before said it's mentioned in the Chuvah Sagaonim, the city of Baghdad. So that's where he came from. Al Shem Mona, Shem Nises, Mishinus Alman, if she remarries after she becomes a widow, Ein Laksub Elamona. When the Torah was written, the Rabbanan weren't misakin the ksuba. It's only rabbinic. So you can say the Mishnah called her an almana because of the takana. But why did the Torah call her an almana? Are there psukim that speak about something that doesn't exist at the time of the pasuk, but says it because in the future it would exist? Zuslika shame ear, the name of a city, right? It's not the name of an area, right? Because what's it called? You could say that if you didn't say that it was Slika, Ashur meant a city, you could say it's a name of a landmass, and that did exist. The landmass existed. Torah gave it a name, but a city obviously didn't exist at the time of Bria Solom. There were no people, so it couldn't be a city. Okay, that's what Tosfos explained here. Me have your ear benuya b'briya solim d'chiva holech kidma sashur. Right, the city wasn't built then, so it's written in the Torah. Al shem ha'asid, motor v'lo me osios dorish hachi el l'fum svara. It's not in the word motor itself that we find all these words hinted to. It's just that this is what motor is. This is the essence of rain. Mizabel asaretz, it fertilizes the ground because rain has in it chemicals also. That from the air, whatever, that nitrogen or whatever, that acts as a fertilizer. Ma'adein no sein edna v'ziv v'feros. Because of that, there's what's it called? It enhances the fruit. Tlomer shel eretz Yisrael, rova nachas gedudeho kashir b'reviv to magagno, rova hare mashke umarve. So the pasuk says rova, it waters and satiates the ground and the trees. To mogagna hare mezadel, to mogagna means that it fertilizes it. Ma'adein umamshich esaperos nafka mitzimcha tevorech, and it blesses the result, the fruit. Timogagno, whatever this word is. Okay. Omra Belozer, Mizbeach, what is Mizbeach hintu? Meziach, Umezin, Mechabed, Mechaper. Right? It's Meziach, it takes away Averis, and it's Mezin, it provides food for the world. Right? In the Schus of the Korbanos, the food comes. Mechabed, it's Mechabed, Klal Yisrael to the Rabbanos, the Korban brings it closer to God, and it's Mechaper Averis. Mor says, Hainu Mechaper, Ein Meziach. Meziach means it takes away the Averis. Mechaper means Mechaper. What's the difference? Meziach Zeros. No, Meziach means it takes away bad decrees. Mechaper Avonos. And it covers over the Avonos. V'omer Avchana Bagdasa. Tamrei, what's the essence of dates? Meshachnon, Meshavon, Meshalshon, Ma'ashron, V'lo Mefankon. Let's see, Rashi. Until here. Meziach, Kosolka Daitach, Meziach Avonos. It pushes away Averis. Mezin, Bishus HaKarbonos, Olam Nizom. Because of the Karbonos, the world gets Parnosa. Right? We bring Karbonos, and that puts into motion the Koach of Mazon in the world. HaKarbonos Boim Min HaMazon, V'Gormen Lo Bracha. Right, like it says that on Pesach you bring from the Omer, you bring a little bit as a korban, and it gives a bracha into the other things. So korbanos come from food products, and it gives a bracha into all the food products of the world. It's like a bracha. Bracha is an increase. Make a bracha so you increase the spiritual forces that the Rabbanim should put into motion of that thing. That's why a person doesn't make a bracha. It's like he's stealing. He's taking something from the world, he's not replenishing it. Mechabev is Yisrael Avihem. The Mizbeach also makes Klal Yisrael endeared to the Rebbeinu, so it brings them closer. Hainu Meziach, Hainu Mechaper. Hainu Meziach, Hainu Mechaper. Same thing. It takes away. So what does it take away? Averis. And Mechaper is taking away Averis. Meziach Gzeros Ros, now Yisrael. It doesn't take away Averis, takes away Gzeros. And it also is Mechaper Averis. Meshachnon Mechamos. If you eat dates, it heats you up. Mishal Shalon, it gives you shilshul, it makes you, it's a good laxative. Ma'ashron, machzikos koach, and it gives you strength. Kamo ishru chomot, velo mafan, kon enum marbos astiniso al halei, the kulon l'shevach, all of them are for the good. It doesn't make you too finicky. Okay. Omar Rav, ochal tmorim al yoda. The dates are so good, they're intoxicating. If you eat dates, you shouldn't pass from Shilas, because you're like drunk. Mesvei, tomorrow shachris, the arvis, yotho. Tomorrow, if you eat them in the morning and the evening, they're good for you. The mincha rolls, right? At mincha time, they're not good, but tzorayim ain't kamosam. And if you eat them in the afternoon, they're the best. Mavatla shlosh advarim, they take away three things from a person. Machshavarot takes away bad thoughts. Makes you feel satisfied. The Choli Me'ayim, it's a good laxative, whatever, so it heals your intestines. The Tachtonios, and you don't get hemorrhoids. Rashi. Al Yoreshum Horal, if you should tord those daito kishikr, you become you become like intoxicated with it. Shachris the arvis yofos, klola de milsol achra achila yofos. If you eat dates after a meal, they're good. Shachris darken shalban yodim b'pash shachris. People eat breakfast, so we're talking about eating in the morning after breakfast. Kida omra b'makabel arvis lachra achila. Night, the main meal, and then you, what's it called, also eat. The tamarim is dessert. The mincha rosh, ain't called the machila lachra shinas atzorayim. Person lies down for an afternoon nap and he gets up, he doesn't eat, and then if he eats tomorrow, it's not healthy. But in the afternoon, before you go to sleep for an afternoon nap, after the meal, then it's the best. Enkamosa, the tovos yosem arvis, better than eating it after your night meal, because since they make you their laxative. In the daytime, you can go out to the Beis HaKiseh. At night, already it's a big tircha to start schlepping out to the Beis HaKiseh. בכל איש ירצה, ובלילה תורך הוא לא. מבטלס מחשוב הרוע, דייגה. מחשוב הרוע, והיר means you don't worry, takes away your worries. לפי שמסמחוס הסלט, they intoxicate you, make you happy, takes away your worries. וצהריים שס אורה וצהולה. Yeah, and then the afternoon is a time for bright time of the day, so it's a good time to eat these dates. Okay. Okay, Mishnah says, Mi amrin de lo malu aluye. Malu, malu. Well, if he shaita tirda, midi dehavi achamis. The Gemara says, what's it called? That really dates are on the one hand a good thing, but what's it called? It starts off with agitating you, just like wine. Midi dehavi achamra. The Omer Mar Hashosir Vias Yain Al Yore. We said before you shouldn't ask him, it makes it intoxicate you, it mashma that it upsets you, it agitates you. So we just said tamarin has all these good effects. So what it says, with wine also you can't paskin because your mind is mavubal, but in the end the wine makes you happy and content. But it starts off by mixing you up, by being mavubal your das. The same thing with the tamarin. The boy same alokasha. Depends if you ate it before the bread or after the bread. My mother, my stepmother, said to me, "Tamri mitmi nahama kinarga ledikula." Right? If you eat dates before eating bread, it's like an axe to a tree. Bosanahama ki avrila dosha. And if you eat the dates afterwards, it's like what's it called? Like a latch on the door, it strengthens it. Rashi. Ki avril adosha magziko sesaguv kebriach hasadat. It's good to eat them after you eat bread, not before you eat bread. Eat them before you eat bread, it's mevalbul your das. And if you eat them after bread, then it's if the dates are a good thing. Just that this you can understand the marsha and this week's sedra. Arsha says that the Meraglim brought back three things of the Sheva Minim. They brought back figs, pomegranates, and grapes. They didn't bring back wheat, barley, olives, and dates. He says that those three things are desserts, the things they brought back. They're nice, dainty things. You can't live on them. The four things they didn't bring back are the things you can live on. As if to say, Eretz Yisrael is a nice place to visit and eat dessert, but you can't live there. So what's it called? L'chora, I understand that wheat and barley and olive oil you need for cooking. But dates, but you see from here, the dates are taka staple. The Gemara says in Brachas that there's a slora to make because I'm mazon on dates. But you bench on dates, they're called the mazon, they're mazon. So dates are also a staple of life, and you see from here also similar to that. So dates are also a staple.